written there for those who care, in letters 10 feet high. Here they lie, who were born to die. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. In peace. Rest in peace. Now my friends, it's the rest in peace. Rest in peace. Now my friends, it's the end. My name, it is Matthews, and I've got it made. A memorial maker, it's a profitable trade.
Well, Gene, I thought some of the parodies were funny, but a lot of the show just didn't make any sense.
Well, I thought Rest in Peace was a fitting way to end the radio obituaries, but I have to agree with Belinda that it's not a great sentiment for M. Freddie's birthday. He's not better off dead, and we're all better off that he's not dead. So, happy birthday, Fred. And that concludes Radio Obituaries. This is WMFO in Medford. It is a little after 1 o'clock. Of course, nobody's coming in after us because it's still summertime here on the Tufts campus. And I have a couple of sets that I didn't get to before the radio bits. I don't know if I'm going to get to whole sets because I've got a half-sleeping wife sitting across from me here, and I don't want to drag her whole head. But some of you are out there still enjoying this, and I have a little bit of energy, and I'll play a couple more things. Those of you who listen to the show regularly, which most of you on the Facebook chat group do, might remember a couple of months ago when I attempted to play a song that I did covering Bob Dylan's 115th Dream, and we had mega technical difficulties with that at that time. Well, that CD compilation was just released this week, so I've got the official commercial release now, so this better not skip. I'm going to try and rebroadcast that for you now as a brand new compilation CD called Dylanology, local artists covering Bob Dylan. And I do his 115th Dream, complete with a variety of sound effects and mayhem and silliness. And I also take the introduction that Bob Dylan did in the original song, where he started singing the song. It was when he first went electric, and he started singing the song without cueing the backup band to play with him. So he just kind of broke up laughing hysterically, and it had started over again. He left all that on the record. So when I covered it, I left it all on the record, too. So here's yours truly, covering Bob Dylan's 115th Dream, brand new CD, Dylanology, out now, somewhere out there in the world, and it's a local production here on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford.
Riding on the Mayfly when I thought I spotted something.
Spot again! What makes you
start again?
I was riding on the Mayfly when I thought I'd spy some land. I yelled for Captain Ahab, I have you understand. We came running to the deck, said boys forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sail. Haul on that ball line, we sang that melody. Like autumn sailors do when we're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Ahab, he started writing up some deeds. Said, let's build a fort, let's try to buy this place with deeds. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon, and throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. For me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a Guernsey cow.
When
directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, "Ban the bums." I jumped right in line, said, "I hope that I'm not late," when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, "Could you please make that great?" Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left it at my hat. I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral, then I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France, who invited me up to her place. I went and she had a friend. She knocked me out and robbed my boots, now it's all on the street again. I rapped upon a house with the US flag on display. I said, "Could you help me out? I got some friends down the way." The man said, "Get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb." I said, "You know, they refused Jesus too." He said, "You're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pa." I decided to have him arrested, and I went looking for a car. I ran right outside, I hopped inside a cab. I went through the other door, this Englishman said fast, as he saw me leave a hot dog stand and a chariot that stood parked across the building advertising brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends are all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, "Call me if they die." I shook his hand and said goodbye and went out to the street, when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind, when I picked it up and said hello, his foot came through the line. And trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends from Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin, like either heads or tails. Let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. For I hocked my tail to suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails that rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back. Took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this postcard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said, "Captain Kidd." They believed me, but they wanted to know exactly what I did. I said, "For the Pope of Beirut, I was employed." They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They're all headed my way. I asked the captain what his name was, and I come in to drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, and I just said, "Good luck."
Yes, that's the little melody I heard the other day. Just played upon the xylophone in a well-known cabaret. It haunts me so wherever I go, it's borne upon the breeze. That simple little melody comes whispering through the trees. It makes me feel I want to laugh, and perhaps you'll understand when someone says, how do you do? And you say, I feel grand. So laugh a little when you wake each morning. Laugh a little when you lose your train. Laugh a little when you're disappointed and the sun will shine again. Laugh and then you'll get that crucian feeling. Laugh when something nice you have to miss. If you laugh away your sorrows, there'll be no black tomorrows if you'll only learn to laugh like this. It's a jolly happy world, so keep a smiling face. Laugh and the world will laugh with you, but laugh in any case. We've got no time for looking glum, but who wants to feel blue? A laugh will take you round the world's my motto, and it's true. And when a pal is down and out, give him a helping hand. We'll bring a smile back to his face, and you'll feel simply grand. So laugh a little when you wake each morning. Laugh a little when you lose your train. Laugh a little when you're disappointed and the sun will shine again. Laugh and then you'll get that crucial feeling. Laugh when something nice you have to miss. If you laugh away your sorrows, there'll be no black tomorrows if you'll only learn to laugh like this.
Because I'm clap along.
All right. A couple of happy tunes there for sending you off on a happy wave. Happiness in the 1930s and happiness in the present day. I hope Freddie has a happy birthday for the rest of the day, starting now through tomorrow. Well, today, you know. But we're all going to go get some sleep now, and then we'll get up tomorrow and continue it all over again. Let's see if I can figure out how to make this system go into automation. Today is Fred's birthday, so it's August. Are we on August 26th? What's the date now?
Yes.
Diane says yes. So I'm going to load up August 26th automation and let the Autotron take you until the next DJ comes back here sometime whenever they get back here. WMFO in Medford. Good night.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I've got a bourbon hangover. We're staying out of weed. Shouldn't have let you stay over. Last thing I need. I've got a bourbon hangover. Lacking in vitamin D. The few exposed no cover. Last thing I need. It doesn't red in my blood like drinking too much wine. Only champagne flutes stay upright, parallel to vine. Pale ale from Antarctica, travel the length of my spine. The bourbon reaches my knees every time. I got a bourbon hangover. We're standing out to weed. Should have let you stay over. Last thing I need. I've got a bourbon hangover.
She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see.
from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? You and me were meant to be, but I gotta know right now.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my woodland could there be words to reveal in a way how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we'll make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weeping older willow, he really knows how to cry. And that's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Oh, lullaby of Birdland, kiss me sweet and whisper low. Then we'll go flying high in Birdland, up above in the sky, you and I.
enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
My hips pressed
There's no one messing with you but you. Your friends are getting most concerned. Loose with the truth, baby, this is your fire. And I hope you don't get burned.
J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.